CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 11th of May, 2025, and here's the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB EMC committee has updated leaflets on mains wiring and earthing requirements. It's the last chance to apply and be part of the RSGB team at IOTA in Paris. Help the RSGB celebrate International Women in Engineering Day. The RSGB EMC leaflets on mains wiring and earthing requirements have been updated by the EMC committee to reflect the latest version of Part P of the Building Regulations for England and Wales. Part P deals with electrical safety in domestic homes. There are two leaflets, a basic version and an advanced version, and both are available to download from the RSGB website. Go to rsgb.org/echomikecharlie and select EMC leaflets from the menu located on the right-hand side. Choose the EMC leaflet 7, Earthing and the Radio Amateur links. You will also find many other resources on the same webpage that will help you deal with a wide range of EMC problems. Time is running out to apply and be part of the RSGB team going to France for this year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp. The camp takes place between the 18th and 25th of August near Paris and is a chance of a lifetime for young RSGB members to represent their country and their national society. If you are aged between 16 and 25 and are passionate about amateur radio, then the RSGB would love to hear from you. The deadline to apply is Friday, the 16th of May. Don't delay. Apply now by going to rsgb.org/YOTA-camp. The RSGB is celebrating International Women in Engineering Day on the 23rd of June. The day celebrates the amazing work of women engineers across the globe. We know that amateur radio is a great foundation for careers in science, technology, engineering and maths. This year, the Society would love to share stories of how amateur radio has helped female engineers in their careers, as well as being an enjoyable part of their lives. If you're a woman working in any engineering sector, or know someone who is, the RSGB would like your help to inspire future generations of girls and young women. It doesn't matter whether you are established in your career, just starting out, or even still studying. Stories along with a photo should be sent to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk by the 26th of May. This event contributes to the RSGB's growth strategic priority by helping to reach new audiences. Members of the RSGB headquarters team and RSGB volunteers will be attending the Dayton Hamvention between the 16th and 18th of May, held at the Greene County Fairground in Xenia, Ohio, USA. The event is one of the world's largest amateur radio gatherings and attracts radio amateurs from around the world. If you are attending, make sure you pop along to stand numbers 2305 and 2405 to say hello and ask the RSGB about digital membership. Find out more about the Dayton Hamvention by going to hamvention.org. Don't forget that the next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar is tomorrow, Monday the 12th of May. Dr. Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, and RSGB Propagation Studies Committee member Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, will present Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, Space Weather, We Can Do Together. The talk will cover some of the key findings of recent HAM-SCI research and what's next for the organisation, as well as how you can take part. The webinar will be live streamed on the Society's YouTube channel and special BATC channel, allowing you to watch and ask questions live. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/webinars. And now for details of rallies and events. The Barry Amateur Radio Society Rally is on Saturday the 17th of May at Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, Charlie Foxtrot 645 Sierra Papa. There's a large free car park on site. Admission is £3. Doors open to traders at 8 a.m. and to the public from 9:30 a.m. Traders and exhibitors can call Nigel GW1CUQ via 02920 892 580 for further information. For general inquiries, please ring Steve GW5VOG via 07900 560 080 or email sierra.charliealphawhiskey sierraechoyankee@sky.com. The Dunstable Downs Radio Club will be holding its annual National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale at the usual venue, Stockwood Park in Luton, on Sunday the 18th of May. Excluding a break from COVID-19, this is the 40th consecutive year that the event has been run. For further information, go to deltaDeltaRomeoCharlieBootSale.org. And to a long way away from me here, the West of Scotland Brayhead Radio Rally is on Sunday the 18th of May at Brayhead Arena, 150 King's Inch Road, Golf 5-1 for Bravo November, Glasgow. And the Loch Earn Amateur Radio Club 41st Annual Radio Rally is taking place on Sunday the 18th of May at Share Discovery Village, 221 Lisnacay Road, Lisnacay and Enniskillen, Bravo Tango 920 Juliet Zulu in Northern Ireland. Now the special event news. Special event station GB0SAR is active until the 30th of May to support SOS Radio Week. The station will be mostly working FT4 on the 20-meter band, but you might catch it on the other HF bands using phone. For more information, visit qrz.com. And Humber Fortis DX Amateur Radio Club will be operating special call sign Golf Bravo Zero Mike Mike Hotel to raise awareness of men's mental health. Other special call signs will be also be active. The station will be active throughout the weekend of the 17th and 18th of May and also on the 21st and 22nd of June. Please list note for the operators and give them a call. Your support will help raise awareness of the important issue of men's mental health. If you'd like further information, please contact Secretary at Hotel Foxtrot, Delta Charlie Alpha Romeo Charlie .com. Now the DX news. Roberto IW7DEC will be active as Papa Juliet 2 / India Whiskey 7 Delta Eto Charlie from Curacao, Iota SA099 until Wednesday the 14th of May. He will be active on 40 metres to 20 metres, FT8 and SSB, QSL available via his home call and logbook of the world. Uris YL2GM continues to be active as Zulu Sierra 8 Whiskey from Prince Edward and Marion Island, Iota reference AF021 until Friday the 16th of May. Uris will be on Marion Island as a radio operator and member of the SANAP Station Communication Equipment Maintenance Team, and he hopes to find good periods of time to be operational. A team of 5 Italian operators is active from the Republic of Kosovo until Saturday the 17th of May. The operators will be active as Zulu 6-8 Tango Tango on CW, SSB and RITI, and as Zulu 6-8 Zulu Zulu on FT8. QSL is available by OQRS and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. Today, Sunday, the 11th of May. The UK Microwave Group Millimetre Wave Contest runs from 0900 till 1700 UTC, using all modes on 24, 47 and 76 gigs frequencies. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And also today, the 70 megs CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC, using CW on the 4-metre band, the exchange of signal report and serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Tomorrow, the 12th, the 80-metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using SSB on the 80-metre band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 13th, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, using FM on the 77's band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 13th, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 77's band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 14th, the 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using FT8 on the 77's band, the exchange report and 4-character locator. And also on the 14th, the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, using FT8 on the 77's band, the exchange report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And then on Thursday the 15th of May, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 4-metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, GZYLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 8th of May 2025. Active region 4079 turned out to be not quite so bad as we'd predicted. The sunspot was large, about 10 times the width of our Earth, so we expected it to be more active. It was regions 4081 and 4082 that produced most of the flare activity last week. Two filament eruptions also occurred within 2 hours of each other. The first event began at 1620 UTC on the 6th of May in the southern hemisphere and was responsible for a plasma wave across the surface of the sun. The second filament eruption began in the northern hemisphere around 1750 UTC to the southeast of AR 4079. A large amount of plasma was flung to the north. The filament eruptions on Tuesday the 6th of May did produce coronal mass ejections, but the Earth-directed component was not apparent. The solar wind speed remained high for most of last week, which didn't help propagation. It did help push the KP index to 5 across the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of May. Things were more settled later in the week. On Thursday the 8th of May, the solar wind speed was down to around 500 km a second and the KP index was 3, but MUFs over 3,000 km path were still down at about 20 MHz. An Earth-facing coronal hole may add to the solar wind this weekend, 10th and 11th of May. It looks like summer HF propagation is kicking in, with lower MUFs during the day, but higher ones at night. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI will be in the range 155 to 165. Settled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the beginning of this coming week, but unsettled geomagnetic conditions are expected for the 16th to the 19th of May. At that point, we could see the KP index rise to 5 again, coupled with poorer propagation and reduced MUFs. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Tropo has been a key propagation mode during the previous couple of weeks, but there have been variations in the location and timings of these conditions. Sometimes this will be due to increased moisture below the temperature inversion. So although the cloudy areas have been cool, they've probably done better for Tropo. This is due to the improved quality of the inversion, which performs better when there is a big moisture contrast across it, as you find with these layers of cloud. Otherwise, we find the better conditions are driven by night-time cooling, forming a low inversion near the ground, which tends to disperse during the morning as the sun warms it away. This should still be beneficial for the 77's UK activity contest on Tuesday the 13th of May over eastern areas, but perhaps less so further west. Good conditions will last into next week, but not everywhere. The main change will see an area of showery rain, possibly thundery, moving north into western Britain this weekend, and perhaps some central areas early next week. This raises the prospect of some gigahertz band rain scatter in the west. The ICTA Aquarids meteor shower peaked last week. In the decaying tail of the activity, together with other showers, this should keep an enhanced meteor input for the coming week. The sporadic e-season typically runs from May until mid-September, and the daily Jetstream blogs have started on www.propquest.co.uk. As usual, the main season offers two periods of activity, one in the morning, the second in the late afternoon to the evening. Remember, sporadic is not guaranteed since it depends on many factors, but Jetstreams help, and these are shown on the website maps. Use the map clusters to find out where any activity is starting on 10 metres and then follow it up in frequency through the lower VHF bands. EME path losses are at their maximum but falling after apogee on Friday the 9th of May. Moon declination is negative, reaching minimum this coming Thursday, so we'll have very short moon windows and low peak elevation. And 144 MHz sky noise is moderate, increasing to high by next Friday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So this is meetings only for my area of the Southwest and all of Wales. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a meeting every Tuesday from 7:30pm at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SP70PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8pm at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Today, Guernsey Amateur Radio Society continues the final day of its special event radio station, GU80LIB, in celebration of the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Guernsey at the end of World War II. On Friday, the club meets at the Bunker, Boat Séjour Leisure Centre, from 7:30pm. This week, for a talk by Jason, GU7DAI, on how to get the best from your DMR radio. I Love Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Headquarters Common, Moor Drove, from 6pm. That's a change from usual. The Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 8pm. Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club meets on the second Monday of the month from 7:30pm at the Baptist Church Hall, Commercial Road, Shepton Mallet, BA4, 5BU. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16, 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club, Friday sees the weekly club night from 7pm with a talk starting at 8pm. This Friday's talk is titled Raspberry Pi Projects, given by G4NAQ. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie 25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. This Wednesday, 14th of May, Peter G4OST will give a talk entitled Nets and Contesting at 8 p.m. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. On Thursdays, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club have a meeting at Parish Room, Abbey Manor Community Centre, Yeovil, from 7:30 p.m. This Thursday sees a discussion about SDRs and digital filtering by Simon Rundle. Now for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 23rd of May, at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB. From 6 p.m. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tom D Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Barry Amateur Radio Society will host their rally on the 17th of May at Surrey Sports and Social Club, South Road, Surrey, CF64 5SP. And their meeting there from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society on Friday, they're meeting at Iswin High School, NP120NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrun and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club has a club meeting on Wednesday in the conservatory at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead. Newport Amateur Radio Society has clubhouse meetings on Thursdays from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society will meet at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF4T1 7SY, on Tuesday from 7 until 9 p.m. The next meeting of Rhyl and District Amateur Radio Club will take place on Wednesday, 4th of June, at 7:30 p.m. at the Rhyl Yacht Club building, Kinmel Bay, Rhyl. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.